Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Don't hurt the little children. Suffer them. Take care of them. It'd be better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the ocean. Paraphrasing Jesus Christ. By the way, I just said that as of yesterday, The Passion made somewhere around 80 plus million. Stephanie just said that somebody called in saying ABC News reported 115 million. Well, yeah, that'd be on track for today now, which is great news because, you know, people want wholesomeness. They want to see goodness upheld. They want reality. They want history. They don't want all the mindless, gratuitous violence. They want reality. And it shows that despite the New World Order's attack on this film and their total boycott of it, that it's on track to be in the top three biggest grossing films ever. So next to Titanic and Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, which both those are pretty good movies, by the way. But people like to see that, you know, good and evil thing going. But most moving movie I've ever seen. I've never cried in movies. I did cry during this one. And I was just talking to Stephanie during the break, the lady that runs the show. She was moved to tears during it and thought it was a wonderful film. There was some idiot talk show host this weekend locally going, Mel Gibson just put this violence in there to make money. Well, you should have taken the violence out. You know, that's like saying you should not show a History Channel show about the concentration camps and don't show those piles of dead bodies being pushed into mass graves by bulldozers. You know, naked dead people, men, women, and children, horrible, emaciated bodies. You have to see that. Nobody says don't show that, but oh, suddenly Hollywood, don't show this, don't show that. You know, it's like having the movie like Roots or something and saying don't show the black person getting whipped. You know, why don't you take that out? And by the way, he was a black commentator. I brought that up to him, and he was, oh, that's different. Oh, it's different, huh? I mean, it's just a sick joke. You know, speaking of taking care of the little children, I became physically ill reading this morning. New York Post, they CPS grabs people's children, take some that don't have AIDS, some that do, some that don't even have HIV, give them deadly drugs that kill them. That's right here in the article. Give them multiple vaccines that aren't even for AIDS. Just see how many vaccines they can give us a newborn baby. That's what happens when CPS grabs your kids. And I've seen articles all over the country concerning this. This is what they do. You're five times more likely to die in their custody. No one's more abusive. No one's worse, statistically. But again, you have the fox guarding the hen house, and so what's the fox do? These are sick predators. And Big Pharma, of course, are the ones funding all this. And now they've got 10 million kids on Ritalin and Prozac, but it doesn't matter. They can just kidnap your kids and do stuff to them. I mean, the level of evil here is indescribable. So we'll go over that. And also, I want to get your comments on Bush's radio address. He wants all school children drug tested, you know, everyone guilty until proven innocent, while him and his daddy ship in the narcotics. That's public knowledge. Anthrax jabs blamed for killing babies. The Scotsman. I got stacks of these. Stacks of these. But first, when we get back, we'll go to Bert and Rod and John and Regina and Dave. There's a big hoopla, and I think it's important that people finally understand. A picture tells a thousand words. John Kerry basically worshiping Anton LaVey, fawning on him. I mean, you'd think Anton LaVey was a bombshell blonde or something, the way Kerry's fawning over him. And it's Kerry and Anton LaVey meeting in San Francisco, big pentagram behind them, one of their little functions. And, you know, it's when Marilyn Monroe does it or Sammy Davis Jr., it's all cute, it's funny, and it's just for fun. You know, like Bush and Skull and Bones. The Satanism's just for fun. You know how it is. Very Christian, very conservative. I'm evil and liberal because I'm against it. I'm pro-gun. I'm liberal, too. You know how that works. Now, if you're for big government, gun control at borders, you're conservative. But this is, of course, you got a real-life Satanist meeting with a carnival huckster Satanist. I mean, well, of course you're going to have a love fest. And Kerry, I got the quote here, said, I have no problem with Anton LaVey. I believe we all have deity inside of us, and all religions are good. Then he said, oh, yes, this is the essence of Satanism. Yes, I'm not.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just a note here of importance, then we'll go straight to your calls, I promise. Then back in the news, and we've got another guest coming up. Got a call at about 10 o'clock this morning, about an hour before I went on air, and then, of course, we had Casey Nethercott on from Ranch Rescue. The governor's publicly said under the Patriot Act they're just going to arrest him without charges for running Camp Thunderbird, exposing the illegal aliens. With Ranch Rescue in Arizona, where 2 million illegals come across yearly in Cochise County alone, that's the Fed's own numbers. John Stepmiller called me. And, you know, I'm friends with John. John has his own show weeknights here on the broad, on the station, on the network. I quit doing the Saturday show with John just because I'm too busy. I'm doing all these interviews. I'm exhausted. I've already done two interviews to this morning. I do more tonight. I'm making a film, doing a. But John called me, and a testament to John. And he said, "Hey, Casey Nethercott needs your help. By the time I get on air today, he's going to already be in jail, having to turn himself in, or the National Guard's going to come into Camp Thunderbird there on the border." Where they're simply peaceably getting shot at by the Mexican troops, not firing back, and videotaping the Mexican troops drug dealing and the rest of it, bringing the drugs across. They've killed federal officers in the area, the Mexican troops have. So John said, "Oh, by the way, reason also my dad died this morning at 8 o'clock." So here's John has just learned his dad died, and then he's busy calling me so I can have Casey Nethercott on. Of course, John didn't know I was going to say this on the air, and I don't even know if he wanted me to, but just, you know, we really care about this fight. I mean, I am upset. Many mornings, many evenings, when I get on the news wires, I read what they're doing to us, I read the legislation, and then I have to watch them talk about how they're our saviors and how much they love us. You got all these well-meaning cops and people in government who aren't evil, but carry out the evil actions of their masters, when no one's more evil than those running this government. I mean, it's hellish, man. They got to be brought to justice. I'm upset about what's happening. I'm trying to telegraph that to you. I mean, if you aren't upset, something's wrong with you. Bert in Louisiana, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I want to thank you for all the good work you're doing out there and send John my condolences. And I have a suggestion for the man out of Arizona that he has to turn himself in at 2:30 today. I suggest that he calls the media and on the court house steps have a news conference and expose this Patriot Act as what it is. I think that if he has a conference there on the courthouse steps with elections like they are today and exposes the Patriot Act, it'll get to millions of people here.
Exactly, exactly. He should call all the media, have them there when he turns himself in. And notice they're saying, turn yourself in or we're coming with troops. They want to have a confrontation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's what our government's all about. And another thing, Alex, I live here in Louisiana. My wife had dropped my son, 15 years old, off at the DMV to take a driver permit test. Well, she went to work and got a phone call, and they called her back into the office. She had to come to the office to verbally give consent for my son to sign up for the military at 15 years old. Otherwise, you can't get a driver's license.
Yeah, the feds have increased the funding. Also, look out, don't sign the organ donor card, because that statistically some of these hospitals will kill you for your organs, just like the CPS does here in America with these babies they're murdering.
Well, Alex, I try my best to pass
the By the way, I'm not joking about that. CPS will grab your children, will kill them, and take their innards.
I
know I had articles on that last week. They grab your kid, suddenly they're sick, suddenly they die, and oops, we took the organs.
Well, can I ask you a question?
We are in hell. We are in hell. And as soon as we start admitting it, we can set about fixing it.
Can you somehow get yourself to expose yourself to the mainstream somehow? Because these people are so brainwashed.
I am killing myself. I am doing interviews morning, noon, and night. I am doing interviews at 4 in the morning, at 6 a.m. I'm doing interviews, you know, driving here to the studio via my cell phone. I have to go around the country on talk stations, and I've reached tens of millions of people. So I'm the website reaches millions. And
well, I'm helping you, Alex. And
all right, you're awesome.
People are waking
you're awesome,
up.
Bert.
We have to expose this as what it is. And, you know, here's my theory. Now, I think we can get rid of all these congressmen and all these senators, and I think that the people might have to go to the polls. I'll keep them open 24 hours a day, but let the American people vote on our laws.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate the call. What we've got to do is relearn the Bill of Rights and Constitution and get back to those basics, and we've got to restrict the size of government, because government's always going to be tyrannical. Just if it's really big, it's going to be able to affect you at the microscopic level. Okay? So that's what's happening. We've got to restrict the size of government, then the control freaks up there won't have the power to run our lives. Rod in Texas. Rod, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'm about ready to raise your blood pressure about 10 points, so be prepared. I am very disappointed in you, to be honest with you. I've been listening to you for about 10 years, and my opinion of you has really gone downhill, and here's why. What I've been hearing from you is a lot of talking the talk, but not walking the walk.
Sure, I don't do enough like you do.
Yeah, exactly.
You got all the answers. You get out there and you bust your.
Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
Okay.
And
good.
And
well,
let me tell,
I mean, we're all
let
human
me,
beings.
Let me just tell you how
well,
I
no,
do
let me
that.
Finish. Let me finish. Let me
example.
Put him on hold. Put him on hold. Put him on hold. Look, it isn't about Alex Jones, okay? And I've helped defeat legislation in the state. I've helped support those that are in trouble and get them out of trouble. I've done the best I can. I've never said I was perfect.
Okay. Let me tell you.
No, put him back on hold. But people that call in and say, I'm not good, I'm not doing enough, frankly, I think that's a sick joke. So you got about another minute left. Go ahead.
What you're doing is you're acting like a sportscaster at a game, and all you're doing is you're narrating and you're analyzing the game. You're not a leader. You're not a leader.
Absolutely.
Whatsoever.
I've never said that I want to be your leader.
No, I didn't say that.
Put him back on hold. Understand, I've said I'm about information. The people perish for lack of knowledge. All I'm trying to do is chronicle the outrages so you will become upset and be a leader. I've said you can forget the presidency. John Forbes Kerry, George W. Bush, their cousins, members of the same cult. It's a staged event. I've said the solution is at the county and the city and the state level, and it's for you to get up off your hind end. So you don't have any excuses. You know, you can't say it's my fault we're in this trouble when I'm here simply trying to wake people up. So you're frustrated, you're mad about the state of affairs, and so now it's my fault. We had committees of correspondence in this country for a decade leading up to 1776 that exposed what our rights were, how they were being violated, and who was doing it. I am chronicling the outrages, just like the jungle chronicled the abuses in the factories. You have to educate people about evils so they will then rise up and stand against it. And my message is to tell others to stand up and spread the word, and I've never seen people as receptive. I've never seen people waking up like this, and how dare you say I'm not doing a good job? That's ridiculous. Now go ahead, buddy. You tell us what you've done.
Put him back on hold.
You tell us what you've done. You tell us how you... I'm sure you've got some magical legal thing you do, right? You tell us how you're saving us.
Let me give you a real-time example. Casey called up, and he was pleading for help. If we had a militia, if we really had a militia, and you supported the militia...
You mean a bunch of feds trying to frame other people?
Well, about him being taken in. And we got something like Mark Kornke advised or advocated the Mop Bucket Brigade.
He had the answers,
didn't he? 10,000 people out there. Yes, let's have the confrontation. But you will never say that because you're walking the fine line, because you don't want to be shut down, because you're milking everything you can, because this is your, quote, your job, your profession.
Oh, it is my job. Thank you. Thanks for the call. And let me answer this idiot, and I'm going to call you an idiot. I just don't appreciate you saying those things to me. Again, he's not mad about the New World Order. He's not, and you know what? He noticed he's sitting there saying, get violent. Well, you know, it's free country, buddy. Free country. I sat there and I watched the militias. And every time I went to try to stop something or fix something, they were there, always some Fed leading it, promoting it, trying to cause a crisis. And then you'd have some peaceful group, you know, defeating laws, getting things done, and the militias saying, you better stop that. And you'd have well-meaning people who were members of it getting burned, getting set up. Okay? You know, I'm not going to sit around a campfire in camouflage and talk about how tough I am and how I'm an admiral or a general or something. You know, I'm not walking some, you know, fine line. I really believe that violence is not the answer at this point. I believe defensively it is a good thing. I believe the Second Amendment is a insurance policy and holds the globalists back. But you can sit there and shoot your mouth off about, you need to get the militia out because you know they're caught. You know, okay, and then have a bunch of people run out there and have a bunch of tanks come in and have a war start, and then they've got their excuse to prematurely defeat our counter-revolution. The feds have to blow things up, buddy, and blame it on us. What do you think Oklahoma City was? They control the dominant media, and they're able to blame it on innocent people. Don't you understand that? We don't want violence. We're waking the police and military up. We've never had such an effect as we're having now. We're winning this fight, and we do have our Second Amendment to fall back on. So, no, you didn't raise my blood pressure, and you know what? You know, you sit here and tell me I'm bad because I make videos and tell people to make copies of them. Get my videos and make as many copies as you can. You know, that's sick, man. That's really sick. As if an author or somebody shouldn't. I mean, how? Okay, well, let's say I could send out 100 free videos, then I'd be broke. And then there wouldn't be any shortwave or any internet or any of it. I mean, how do you propose I pay for the 8 million visitors to my website each month? How do you propose I send the videos out? I'm not a rich man. Oh, just do it for free or you're bad. And making copies, you know, that's not enough. You're bad. Just I'm going to sit here. You go do something violent for me or you're bad. That's what he said.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, we're about to go back to John, Regina, Dave, Jack, Elizabeth, and others. Got Paul Watson coming up to give us a bunch of different news items. But believe me, it's a huge news day. Tons of stuff we haven't even gotten to yet. But, you know, that was an important call, and I shouldn't have gotten so mad at him. It's just the name calling and the accusations that are so untrue make me very upset. Because, you know, I don't get on the show and ask for donations like most Patriot broadcasters do, even though they need it. I mean, Global Shortwave a month cost us over $7,000, and I pay that. You know, our AM and FM stations just pick us up, and we share the advertising with them, and that's the network. I think the phone bill is like $10,000 a month just for the network. I don't pay that, but it's hard for Ted to. You know, we don't have David Rockefeller funding us. We don't have Pepsi and General Electric advertising with us. But to, you know, call in and say, you know, we need to get violent, go ahead and have the confrontation. But he wants me to do it. You notice that. I'm a coward. I'm a sportscaster. I'm on the sidelines because I haven't gone and done it. You know, he's over there. He hasn't done it. Like, why don't you call back in later when we get an open phone line, Rod? And actually, I want to have a discussion with you. I just got frustrated because I got a bunch of callers ahead of you and a guest and a bunch of news. And explain to me, you know, why you are now doing this. But it's just bad because I am. Because I've gone out and protested at abortion clinics and been threatened to be arrested. They had police shove me. Or I've been arrested for protesting thumb scanning and biometrics at the state police. Or I've gone up to checkpoints and gotten in police's faces. Or I've been chased by Delta Force through the woods, through swamps with dune buggies chasing me and black helicopters overhead. Or, yeah, that's right. Or I snuck into Bohemian Grove with the Secret Service on my tail and watch world leaders engage in a satanic ceremony. Oh, yeah, I haven't done anything. I'm trying to expose the evil. I totally believe in what I'm doing. And if I thought for a minute marching out and having an armed conflict with the globalists was the answer at this point in time, believe me, I'd do it. That's ridiculous. But you sit there and say, you haven't done anything. You haven't done anything. You need to go out and have an armed conflict. When I this is the venue so Casey Nethercott can get on the air and talk to people in Denver, Colorado, and Austin, Texas, and Rochester, New York, and Kansas City, Missouri, and Pensacola, Florida, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Los Angeles, California. See, it's not good enough. You're not mad at Peter Jennings or Dan Rather. You know, you just accept that. But, oh, I'm this peer. I'm this guy on the radio. Oh, you know, I should do more. Your argument's nuts, man. And so you're not too worried. I guess it's all, I'm just the bad one. You're not worried about them grabbing kids and drugging them or whatever. You're not worried about them grabbing all these, doing all this. No, no, the answer's strutting around in camo and getting framed and thrown in prison. Well, no, thank you. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. Then we'll go to Regina, Dave, and others. Go ahead, John.
I'm a paralegal who might be able to help ranch rescue without violence, but everyone does have the right to self-defense.
That's what I said, yes. He wants me to sit here on the radio and do that, but he won't do it himself.
Well, Casey Nethercott should never plead guilty or he waivers his right to sue for false arrest.
He hasn't. They just keep arresting him and putting him in solitary confinement with no charges.
My sister is a public defender in Tucson, Arizona, but she's never won a case out of thousands of cases, so I don't recommend him relying on a public defender from the government. And diabetics are in grave danger in jails where many are killed routinely by denial of medical treatment. I worked on a $10 million wrongful death civil case of a diabetic in illegal solitary confinement, tortured to death by denial of food, water, and medical care.
Yeah, I know. They do it all the time. Am I bad because I'm not calling for armed revolt right now?
Well, you do your part, and other people need to do their part.
Yeah, but I don't think the answer is armed revolt, and I love these people that say you need to go have an armed revolt or you're a coward.
Well, there's a place for that, and if Ranch Rescue wants to study the law, and if they see the police breaking the law, they do have the right to self-defense and lawful use of justifiable homicide. Anybody has that right. You never waive
that right. But notice, they're not bad if they don't, but I'm bad because I don't.
Well, I don't. No comment on that. The ranch rescue people.
Well, it's nuts, and nobody's going to get that from me. I'm not going to be some probably feds fool.
Well, they need
work,
to
buddy.
Study. They need to study your techniques of using a videotape and an audio tape every time they speak with a cop or a judge or a governor. Anybody they talk to, they need to record that and do transcripts and put them on the web for their own self-defense.
Well, that's what we do, and they're scared to death of us. The good cops love us. The bad ones are scared to death of us and actually run scurrying from me.
And they need to... Casey needs to sue these people immediately for false arrest.
Listen, I pulled up the checkpoints. Hey, I pulled up the checkpoints, John, with 20 cop cars. I get out now, and they jump in the cars and squeal away.
I've done it. Tires
spinning.
I've done it, and it's scary to do it the first time, but then it starts to be fun because you watch people scurry away and run away when you say, are you confessing to a crime? Am I getting you to confess to a crime? And they run away because they don't want to be citizens arrested.
Well, I just expose them, and you know what? It's incredible. It's incredible. I know I'm the hardest working person in this movement. I know it. But that's not enough. There's not enough real men out there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today. 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now at the halfway point of this Monday global transmission. A ton of news coming up. We're about to go back to Regina, Dave, Jack, Elizabeth, and others that are patiently holding with our guest, Paul Watson. Hadn't been on the show in 3 weeks, and I tell you, at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, he's the webmaster for Prison Planet, does a great job. My wife's the webmaster for InfoWars.com. She does a wonderful job as well. We got some major news stories broken. It looks like they're about to engage in the stage capture of Bin Laden, as we said they would 2 years ago, as I said they would. We've got John Kerry with Anton LaVey, very revealing. We've got the NRA engaged in covert gun grabbing, disarming us as Trojan horse Benedict Arnold. We've got a lot of important things happening here in the info war. And Paul Watson, good to have you on the show with us, sir.
Great to be back on the air, Alex.
You bet. I was just thinking, did you hear that guy say, I'm bad because I'm not calling for violence?
Yeah, I heard it. I get this basically every day, the fact that people say, oh, you're in it to make money, and if I had a dollar for everybody that said that, then I wouldn't need to be in it to make money in the first place, because when you look at these people who make these accusations, often you find that those people themselves are doing absolutely nothing on their own part, and they're just slinging mud at anyone who's...
Well, it's like somebody called last week and was mad that Mel Gibson's movie was doing well. It was on Thursday, and good. He makes good films. Now he can make more. But my point is, I say make copies of my videos. Oh, that's not good enough. You're supposed to have a cardboard box you live in, and you stand there on the street corner, and you don't... You know, and By the way, the government takes your money by force. We're bad because we say, here, we have a book or we have a video and you can make copies of it too. We're suddenly bad. But forget that argument. The other argument was, you know, you're no leader. You need to call for violence. Well, notice the people always doing that. I remember people would tell militia leaders to do that. They'd sit there in the shadows and do it. The militia leader would shoot their mouth off. The feds would grab them. And then suddenly the person that told them to do it would jump up and be in the article. Long-time informant said that he recorded the violent statements. It's always the long-time informant. So they know we're winning peaceably. They know we're hurting them and exposing their crimes. So they want to get us to prematurely move with violence. I'm praying we can avert violence. If it goes to martial law, and believe me, you'll know when you're in total martial law, then we have no choice, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, H.G. Wells said that the 21st century was the battle for the mind, and that's what we've got. Only desperate people turn to violence, which is why the government themselves have turned to violence. And throughout history, we've seen that small groups of informed and committed individuals are the only groups that can ever affect any kind of positive change. And to say that you're not out there in the field actually doing something, well, anyone can watch Matrix of Evil, for example, where you're out on the road each time giving these speeches, throwing out the Patriot Act, etc. That is in the battle.
Yeah, traveling to Texas towns, throwing out the Patriot Act. I've done nothing. I love it.
That's the ultimate proactive video, Matrix of Evil, where people can see the fruits of your labor. So to accuse you of just sitting behind a radio studio or sitting behind a computer is completely debunked by that very video.
Well, Paul, I've called you at 10 o'clock at night, and you're still up working. I'm up working. I burn with a desire to expose these bastards. I mean, it's incredible, and it just shocks me the excuses people go to, the lengths they go to, not to take action themselves. Oh, it's this other person. You know, I hope people will buy your book, Paul, so you can occasionally eat more than beans and bread. I know you live in a pretty bad part of town and don't make a lot of money. I know that's one of your sole sources of income. I hope they'll buy Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. I sure hope they do that because you've had to restrict what's on your own website because of the cost of bandwidth. I sure hope. I mean, folks may get what they want. You know, we're not going to be on shortwave next hour. We won't be on shortwave first hour tonight. So, yes, don't worry. We won't ask for money. We just won't be on the air. How's that sound? Now, Paul, going back into the news, where would you like to start? How about the NRA and gun control?
Yeah, we can start with that. We posted the article yesterday. It's in the February 29th archive now, which is the Senate Amendment 2625, which will basically be a ban of all armor-piercing ammunition. And the rhetoric coming from the NRA director, Craig, is that the ban will preclude armor relating to hunting and sporting ammunition.
Now understand, a full metal jacket of any type is considered armor piercing.
Yeah, they're using the same justification that the Nazis used in the 38 gun control law, which of course is a mirror image of the U.S. gun control act.
Actual translation by the late Senator Dodd, not the current Bilderberg Group member Dodd. Also, the NRA in North Dakota got caught blocking a bill that would have had Vermont-style concealed carry. They said, we are for not carrying guns without permits.
Yeah, the NRA conservatives are actually worse than the liberals because this new bill actually dwarfs that of Senator Kennedy's previous amendment relating to armor-piercing ammunition. So the justification that they're using is to protect law enforcement personnel. So this, of course, means that when the nice man in the black ski mask comes knocking on your door, they will be armed and you won't. So it's just a continuation of the NRA sellout and the fact that...
And then we better go ahead and arrest you because this full metal jacket is really banned now, and then the jury won't know the difference and will convict you. I mean, it's a great new system. Oh, there's also the gun show loophole bill to shut down the gun shows. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. This new bill is being supported by the NRA. Do you understand? And in the federal case a few months ago, which, of course, the NRA lost on purpose, they argued that we are for registering guns and not leaving your house with firearms. Now, that's a quote.
And if anyone doesn't know, the ramifications of this than try living in England when we've got, you know, quadruple the crime rate. We've got the government saying that you can't defend your own house from intruders, that burglars now have rights when they enter your house, and you can't even use a baseball bat to defend yourself. So that's the way that this is heading.
I know. It's insane. And, okay, so there you have it, more conservatism. They're going to get your guns. I'm liberal because I'm against it. I'm not doing enough. I understand that. Don't worry, I'll probably be in a FEMA camp soon, and it'll all be my fault, I'm sure. Now, Paul, sitting here looking at the by the way, they're passing martial law legislation right now in your country. It's happening here. We did help defeat it up in Rhode Island. They had to withdraw it for now. But let's get into Satanism, Skull and Bones, this new article going back to 1982 with John Forbes Carey and his master, Anton LaVey.
Well, a word of caution on that. Still investigating it, but I've had a few emails which say that this photo is actually staged. We're not going to lie to people. We had the photo of Kerry in the anti-war rally with Jane Fonda, which later came out of stage. And the article, which is from the San Francisco Chronicle, is dated Sunday, July 17, 1982. Now, a lot of people have said that there was no Sunday, July 17, 1982. It was, in fact, a Saturday. So it seems at the moment, and we haven't confirmed this, obviously we'll keep people updated, that this may be another example of how they try to muddy the waters on the fact that people are pointing out Kerry's involvement in Skull and Bones along with his cousin George Bush. So
I don't know. I went and saw some articles that have now been written about it, and I looked at that photo. I mean, it looks real to me.
As soon as we get any kind of confirmation, obviously we'll let people know. But the fact is that there is no Sunday, July 17th, 1982, although the actual year is obscured by the corner of the newspaper, so we're yet to have any clarification on that. But we will do so as soon as possible.
Well, we know that out in San Francisco, a lot of the Hollywood, a lot of the politicians liked Anton LaVey. He's dead now, of course. And we know that going to Skull and Bones, that is an admitted satanic organization. So, and we know Bush basically worshipped Ozzy, you know, how great he is, hell and death, you know, Sabbath, bloody Sabbath. Bush starts laughing. I mean, we know that. It's hard to believe this stuff, but, I mean, there it is. One article I said last week, I don't know if it's real, was that Capital Press article about Jewish group wants to, have Mel Gibson arrested in the film banned. Then I see a mainstream AFP article where they are banning it in France. So that is confirmed. Any word on that other article about Jewish group in the U.S. wanting it to be banned?
I didn't see that article, but it goes along the same track as if you fight the Nazis, then you're for the Nazis, according to these big establishment Jewish groups, which don't represent Jewish people. They represent the attempt to defame people that are fighting against tyranny. And so, basically we'll be tracking that, but the fact that the ADL endorsed Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know, the Simon Wiesenthal Center is, again, attest to that fact that anyone who publicly supports the Nazis, basically, as Schwarzenegger did, is then endorsed by these Jewish groups. And I'll be posting a kind of video compendium later on today about how Schwarzenegger came out publicly in support of the Nazis and then was supported by the Jewish groups. So watch out for that on the website.
All right. I can't wait to see it. Got a bunch of calls here, but there's a lot of other news items I want to cover. Paul, the stage capture of Bin Laden coming up. Now, just recap that for folks. Now they're saying that they're hot on this trail in Pakistan, but we have the information that he's been dead for 2 years on ice from kidney failure, and now that's really being borne out as they hype up the impending stage capture. Headline, U.S.-Pakistan denied Bin Laden was captured. Official Iranian news over the weekend said he had been captured. What do you have on this?
Well, as I've said before, I basically have the information that Bin Laden has been stationed in Pakistan, in that region that they're talking about, since at least 98, protected by elite U.S. commandos and being visited by British and American ambassadors.
Now, by the way, that was a major British paper. Tell them about that.
Well, yeah, it came out in Sunday Times, which picked up a Dawn article, which is the biggest paper in Pakistan, where a couple who were holidaying in Pakistan got lost, and basically they were detained at a checkpoint because they mistakenly stumbled upon what the people at the checkpoint called the secret lair of Osama bin Laden. And then this same couple were later visited by US and British ambassadors who bragged that they had visited bin Laden and who were working around the region that bin Laden was situated in.
And of course, at the very same time, bin Laden was flying to Albania to help launch the attacks on the Serbs, given tens of millions of dollars of weapons. I mean, it's the same story. Clinton refused to have him arrested. Bush did. Same deal over and over again. Now they're saying they're hot on his trail, Paul, about to capture him any day now.
Yeah, we've actually got the story today, which talks about the fact that the U.S. government are willing to pardon Musharraf and Pakistan for supporting Abdul Khan, who, as you've covered on your show, was the guy who armed one of the people who armed North Korea, Libya, Iran with nuclear weapons. But then, of course, he was bankrolled by the Bush administration, so now they're using this bullying stick to tempt Pakistan to allow U.S. forces into that area.
Now, understand, Bush signed W-199I not just to pull FBI off al-Qaeda, but to block this investigation in early 2001. This goes, and this was in the BBC 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, and so now we're getting set for these U.S. forces to go into Pakistan, and by no means is it a search for bin Laden. They know exactly where he is and probably have done for at least 6 years, and so Pakistan will probably accept that offer. They'll go in, they'll pick him up out of some kind of hole, just like Saddam Hussein was kept in for many months, as it's now proven, because the Kurdish militia were guarding him.
And we're not the only ones saying this. We've got members of Congress, Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State. And over 2 years ago, right after 9/11, I was told by someone in the White House, it's all I can say, that, oh, he's dead of kidney failure, he works for us, we're going to stage his release right before the election.
Yeah, also Senator Grassley said the same thing, and that's the important thing to note, that these people are so hopped up on power, ego-driven, that they will from time to time brag of the script that's about to unfold. And so we've got
just like the other senator or the other LaHood saying, oh yeah, we already got Saddam, and then you've got Tommy Franks 2 weeks before they capture him going, oh, don't worry, we're about to bring him out.
Yeah, so in every instance of this we have people bragging before the event itself, which is why we're able to preempt the news. And in the last 3 weeks we've seen this Osama about to be captured story hyped in the media right after we basically picked up on it on this show. And so again, we've preempted the news. We do it time and again,
over and over again. Just incredible. President's radio address, and it's already started even before he announced it. Everywhere they're announcing all children will be drug tested, blood, urine, you name it, you're all prisoners basically. And now Bush says federal drug testing for everyone will start. Ha ha. I mean, is this not maximum Orwellville?
Well, it surpassed Orwell. Even Washington Times a few months ago admitted that today's society is more surveilled than anything that Orwell predicted. And with the drug tests in the schools, we had 3-4 weeks ago Tony Blair announcing the exact same thing, that drug tests will be mandated for every student, even in, you know, primary schools.
And notice, simultaneously, from Australia to New Zealand to Canada to the U.S. to England, what I call the echelon group, because they all implement things at the same time, sort of with echelon. I mean, it's the same. Now, I've seen some articles, but do they let the government grab people's children and kill them with drug tests like they do the toddlers here in the U.S.?
Yeah. I mean,
that's in the New York Post today, by the way.
Yeah, and even with the welfare system in America and in Britain that I've seen, they will withdraw welfare from any parent which refuses to give their baby, even going down as, you know, 1-year-old baby, 20 or more vaccinations.
But this new one is newborn babies who don't even have AIDS in many cases, with drugs tested on them and new vaccines just tested on babies. And it says in the article they're killing them. And they go, what's the big deal? We're just testing on them. I mean, this is so nuts, Paul.
Well, of course, we've also got a story out today, which is the anthrax jabs that are being given to the soldiers in Iraq, now causing infanticide, baby death, babies with missing limbs.
Yeah, this is the Scotchman. The first war, they were three times more likely. Now it's exploding to 10 times more likely as first numbers come in. Anthrax jabs blamed for baby deaths. Scotchman, PrisonPlanet.com. Soldiers who served in Iraq and their partners today expressed fears of the health of their unborn babies after other parents blamed anthrax vaccinations for a cluster of infant deaths. The death toll of babies born in the small unit of 33 Field Hospital in Gosport, Hampshire, has provoked calls for a public inquiry into the government's vaccination program to see quite a few of the babies are dying of that unit. And Paul, I tell you.
Well, United Press International did a massive investigation on this. They've got their own special section on their website, which is, you know, the tens of cases where this has happened, and also the media trying to cover it up. Just like,
but now they publicly grab your kid and admittedly go test on it and kill it as a newborn.
Yeah, so they've just conditioned people, and now they're admitting it.
Now they just openly were coming to kill your children. We're going to wait until we get your guns. We're going to take real good care of you. Stay there, Paul. I'll keep you into the next hour. Got a bunch of news. We'll come back and go to the calls. Just stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, going out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I've been on Global Shortwave 6 hours a day over the last few years, but the next month or so, we're going to be on the first 2 hours of the show on WWCR during the day at 94.75, and at night, the second 2 hours, And that's going to be at 3210. But for the next week at night, it's just going to be the third hour you'll be able to hear on shortwave from 11 to midnight. Then we're going to get the second hour a week later. And who knows if we'll get the third hour of this show covered on shortwave and the first hour of the nighttime show. We'll see what happens with that, folks. Before we go to your calls, Regina, Dave, Jack, Elizabeth, Michelle, we're going to get to everybody quickly. Before I do that, and there's a bunch of other news coming up, Paul's going to stay with us and comment on it. Get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. It's 320 pages long, full of diagrams, documents. Israeli terrorism against their own people, British terrorism against their own people, our government blowing stuff up, the history of government-sponsored terror, what the New World Order is up to, how to stop them. Great book. $19.95. Get a second copy to give as a gift for $11.95. I've made 10 films. They're $25.95, all over 2 hours. $20 when you order three or more. And I want you to get them and make copies and put them on Access TV and give them to opinion makers in your area. Your purchase also makes this show possible. The toll-free number to get the videos, the books, the bumper stickers, the pro-gun T-shirts, pretty liberal stuff, folks. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. These are important works. They deserve to be seen and read. It's up to you to help promote this. If you don't, nobody will. You can also write to us again at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 888-253-3139. Or obviously on the websites as well. Regina in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Paul Watson and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hi, I first of all want to thank you, too, for all your good work of exposing all this to us, as painful as it becomes sometimes. But I wanted to mention that I had just gotten a letter from that civil Homeland Defense, Chris Simcox, Alex, and he indicated, remember about a year ago, or I don't know how long ago it was.
Yeah, this is out in Arizona, people tracking the illegal invasion, yeah.
Right, and remember when either you or maybe both, you and Stadtmiller, had him on, he was under attack as far as what some activity walking through with...
Yeah, they were claiming they were terrorists, and yeah.
Right, and this letter indicates that he's continuing to stand strong and, you know, assist the Border Patrol, filling the gaps and protecting the families and property. I just wonder, maybe this... this Nethercutt, it doesn't have a good attorney, and maybe he needs some good contacts, such as...
Well, yeah, well, I'm not sure about that, but by the way, we have, you know, had all these different organizations and groups on the show, and, you know, it does seem to be, you know, depend on what group you're running with, what happens, and the Border Patrol appreciates these groups, because
right.
The Border Patrol is getting killed and shot by Mexican troops, and federal agents, FBI is being killed, Forestry Service is being killed. They appreciate it. It's the feds that come into town and harass and arrest and beat up patriots. Paul Watson, comments to this?
Well, how would any of the listeners feel if you woke up one morning to find a bunch of Mexicans outside your window? And we've had the stories where they break in, destroy your property, steal your possessions, rape women. We had the story a few weeks ago, a group of 9 Mexicans crossed the border, raped one woman in a gang rape situation. So,
and it's the same thing in England, where if you stab someone in your house raping your wife, you get life in prison, don't you, Paul?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. They're letting us know you're not going to defend yourself. You got it? Feds, you're going to let these foreign troops kill you, and you're going to arrest the people that try to protect you. Does that make you mad, Paul? Make you mad, Regina? Sure makes me mad. Third hour coming up. Stay with us. A lot more coming up. It's going to be totally jam-packed. More calls, more news.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter.
fibers. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.